Just one halakha in Talmud Torah and also in Hilchot Kiryat Shema. Not from the most appetizing halakhot, but is a halakha nonetheless brought down in Shulchan Aruch Siman Ayin Tet, Halakha Tet. Maran writes, Yatsa mimenu reyach melemata asur bedevre Torah ad sheyichle hareyach vim yatsa mechavero mutar bedevre Torah משום דאי אפשר שהתלמידים כצאתם גורסים וכצאתם ישנים ומפיחים בתוך השינה. מרן writes an interesting halakha. There is what's called an halakha reyach she'en lo ikar, a smell that does not have a source to it. For example, a reyach she'yesh lo ikar would be if there was, let's say, so'ah, if there was actually feces or excrement and that's letting off a smell, that would be called a reyach she'yesh lo ikar. But if somebody, let's say, fluctuates, if you want to call it the biological term, or he passes wind, this is called reyach she'en lo ikar. Even though there might be a reyach, but there's no actual source of it. It's not coming from actual so'ah, etc. So the question is, in Maran, can a person who's learning Torah, he's sitting in the yeshiva and he's learning, and all of a sudden there's a reyach she'en lo ikar, a smell like that comes into the Bet Midrash, can he continue learning, or do we say that it's asur? So Maran makes a very interesting chiluk. He says, if it's coming from somebody else in the yeshiva, so he can continue learning. But if it's coming from himself, he has to stop learning. What's the difference? So the difference is like this. Hachamim were lenient when it comes to this type of smell, when it comes to the Devrei Torah, because the Gemara says it's impossible. The yeshivas in the olden days, they would learn, and some of the guys would fall asleep. And when a person's sleeping, it's impossible to control himself. So then they would be stopping learning all day long. Every time a guy falls asleep, you have bitul Torah and all this. So what's going to be over here? We're not going to be able to learn Torah because you're worried about the guys that are falling asleep. So the Gemara said, when it comes to other people, since it's out of your control and it's going to make a lot of bitul Torah, even though it's ma'us and even though it's a reyach and all that, you can continue learning. But yourself, you can stop, you can control yourself. So therefore, they made a chiluk. The Kaf HaChaim writes that some opinions held that if you're learning by yourself, let's say, and therefore it won't be such a great bitul Torah, you could just walk out and take the book and move to a different place. He says still, even though there are some opinions that are lenient in that case, or stringent, that say in that case, if he's learning alone, he should walk out. Halakha l'maaseh, as long as a person is sitting and studying in the Bet Midrash and the smell is not originating from himself, halakha says, even though it's ma'us and all that, he could still continue studying because the hakamim were not gozer when it comes to Talmud Torah. But for Kiryat Shema and Tefillah, he must stop. No matter where the smell emanates from, for Kiryat Shema and Amidah, he's not allowed to continue praying until the reyach dissipates. However, b'di'avad, let's say he said the Kiryat Shema through the reyach, halakha says b'di'avad yatsa. Since this type of smell is not asur min haTorah, if he went through it anyway and read it, b'di'avad yatsa, but it would be proper for him to repeat it again, of course without the berachot of Kiryat Shema, just to play it safe.